PMs, you both have spoken about the warm, candid ties and also the strong working relationship between the two governments. But when it comes to dealing with the more complex, long-standing issues, airspace, maritime boundaries, water, what specifically has changed in the way that you've guided your teams in terms of approaching these matters? And is there a timeline for any sort of resolution for these? Thank you.
The long-standing issues are long-standing for a reason. They are complex, there are differences in views, and therefore we have to continue engaging one another. What's important is how we go about that engagement, and we do so in a constructive spirit, with mutual respect, trying to understand one another's positions. We try to resolve these issues in accordance with international law and to achieve durable and mutually beneficial outcomes. Not always easy to do that, but we can continue to make progress. For example, on airspace, as you heard just now from Prime Minister Anwar, we had a very fruitful discussion today, recognizing that airspace management is not about sovereignty. It's about air management services for both countries and to meet the current and future needs of our respective airports. In Malaysia's case, KLIA and Senai. In Singapore's case, Changi and Seletar. And it's about recognizing that in a new environment where air traffic volumes have gone up, especially for Malaysia between east-west traffic, then we will have to look at how best to optimize the air traffic management services. And we are both sides committed to doing this through a joint study. And that's what we have settled, the principles, the parameters, and we are moving forward. Not completely resolved yet, but moving forward in a spirit of in a constructive approach, in a spirit of working together and trying to find win-win solutions. So it's in that same spirit that which we will engage with the other outstanding matters. It's not so much to say we have to resolve all this by a certain timeline. We have to be realistic. But so long as we continue engaging one another, making progress, and importantly, even if we cannot resolve the issues completely, we do not allow them to color or to undermine the rest of our relationship. We can still cooperate in other areas, like the SEZ, which we are working together on. So that's the approach we have been taking, and that's, I think, a very good approach for two close countries, close friends, close neighbours to work together in a positive manner.
Yeah, there are differences, of course, but there's no hostility. And we don't take action, neither Singapore nor Malaysia, to frustrate these movements. What needs to be agreed upon is to facilitate that process and at least to have some clarity so that it will not create issues in the future. So I think you should at least compliment the present efforts in that direction. I'm not suggesting necessarily that it was never done. This has been the position in the past. But at least for now, for the first time, we have got the parameters clear. What is required by Singapore was required by Malaysia. And let us find out the solution where both would be able to resolve or benefit from this. To function effectively both in the air services and also the maritime.
On water, I mentioned just now there is some shared interest. It's not an immediate pressing issue because we've got good rainfall in this past year, recent years. So no pressing immediate issues, but we know that demand is growing. Demand in Johor for water is growing with the industries and the investments that it is attracting. And importantly, we know that when extreme weather changes can happen, it has happened in the past. We can have dry spells, for example. We could also have disruption scenarios that may not be completely anticipated. So in light of those longer-term considerations, both sides, the officials on both sides have been meeting to see if there are possibilities for collaboration, especially to do more new infrastructure that will strengthen the resilience of water supply with benefits for both Johor and also for Singapore under our 1962 water agreement. So that's where it stands now. Officials have been discussing, and both Prime Minister Anwar and I will continue to encourage the officials to meet regularly and put up concrete proposals for collaboration when they are ready.
Effectiveness of our communications and the level of trust, water is no longer a contentious issue as far as Malaysia is concerned, and in Johor particularly. Yes, the treated water from Johor, from Singapore, which originates from Johor, but the requirements in Johor is also huge. So any discussion in terms of the price mechanism that we initiated in the past would be more complex, because it would also affect a negative impact upon the consumers in Johor. So that matter is not being deliberated at length. But what's important is the Singapore proposal to initiate some discussions on the possible investments into some infrastructure, either in terms of the water capacity and volume, and also in terms of those affected by the pollution, to make sure the level of capacity and also the quality water. So I think that's an issue that we, the federal government and Johor, should look at it clearly. And I have also expressed my readiness to, you know, positively look at it, because it is interesting to note the fact that the capacity and volume water in Singapore, in Johor, would of course have an impact on Singapore. So it is understandable that Singapore should place some concern or interest into investing for the benefit of Johorians and the Singaporeans.